The halftime show yesterday was a nice, refreshing change to what we have seen in the past. It was actually a performance. Bruno Mars did a very good job, starting out the event with a children's choir, then a drum solo by Bruno Mars. And yes, it actually was Bruno Mars. There's some out there on the internet that thought it was his brother Eric, who is the drummer for the band. It does look like Bruno Mars, but it wasn't. It was actually Bruno. Then he joined the Red Hot Chili Peppers for their rendition of Give It Away. It was apparently, and I apologize, I am giving you what I have reported to us by our roving reporters and talent scouts that are out there. I did not watch the halftime show. I crashed after the end of the first half. I'd had enough. But anyway, everybody is saying that it was once again, it brought a performance back to the Super Bowl, not controversy, not a bunch of, you know, hype and so forth. It was actually a good thing. All right, so let's talk about the commercials, shall we? According to some of the researchers out there that look at the trends on commercials and whether or not they were received well, the Chrysler commercial with Bob Dylan nailed it. Apparently, that was one of the best from the last 60 years, according to commercial analysts. They also apparently loved the Radio Shack ad. Now, this one I saw where the 80s icon smashed up the store to introduce a new, more modern Radio Shack. I think it was a home run. But, you know, then again, I'm an 80s guy, so everyone I saw in there, Mary Lou Retton, Kid and Play, Hulk Hogan, Alf, it was great. Doritos crowdsourced their commercials and had a winner. They had a spot where a kid with a homemade time machine accidentally tricked a guy into thinking he'd been transported into the future. That one was pretty good. Some are, you know, questionable about the Budweiser ad, just pulling on your heartstrings, you know, instead of the Clydesdales, there was a puppy and so forth. Also, Hyundai's ad where a dad kept saving his kid right at the moment before of imminent danger. That seemed to be a pretty good ad, too. Did you see that one? A lot of it was great,
too. You know, Budweiser buys all these different ads. I mean, none of the Budweiser themes are the same. The Arnold Schwarzenegger ad where the guy's just supposed to go with it during his blind date.
Yeah. Did you see the one where the girl quit her job to form a puppet-making business?
Good luck with that.
Because
what the morning show needs is a new puppet.
That's a great idea. We don't have a puppet. When you say new puppet, what do you look?
That little Tweety Bird puppet will be doing the news at 6:30.
Okay, sure. They said that honorable mentions go to the Tim Tebow ad for T-Mobile.
It was okay.
I think his speech in front of the UN could have been better, but the rest of it was, you know, okay. Audi had a weird commercial about a half Doberman, half Chihuahua. That was okay. Apparently, Jerry Seinfeld and Jason Alexander got together to promote the Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, Seinfeld's online spot.
About the Budweiser Hero Welcome Home commercial?
Oh, those are always, you know, the ones that always tug at your heartstrings, those are always big.
You know what? When a guy risks life and limb for us in Afghanistan, I want him to have a better beer than Bud when he gets home.
Yeah. you know? Let me tell you something. There is a very, very interesting meme that's running around the internet that shows soldiers juxtaposed against athletes, and they said, shouldn't the guys who wear this uniform get paid more than the guys who wear that uniform? And that's powerful. You know, the guys that are wearing the camo and carrying a rifle, shouldn't they have more honor and glory than anyway? Apparently, there was some controversy about the ads as well. Volkswagen's ad showing engineers getting their wings. Every time a car goes over 100,000 miles, an engineer gets its wings. I saw the ad. I thought it was kind of silly. But there was a bit of a controversy around that. There were no female engineers. None. There was one woman in the ad, and she slapped an engineer when he got his wings. They sprout out of his back. And apparently kind of slapped her on the backside. She slapped the engineer. That was it. There was also some... This one I could go off on for hours. Scarlett Johansson getting flack for supporting the business of SodaStream. The factory is in the Palestinian West Bank in Israel. And some of these morons that are out there that want to support Palestine and Hezbollah against Israel. Oh, you shouldn't support Israel. They're the... Yeah, you're going to get me wound up, and I'm not going there.
What about the Coca-Cola commercial, where they're singing America the Beautiful, but in different languages?
Hated it. Hated that spot. I heard that spot from the kitchen and hated it. Nope, didn't like it. Didn't like it at all.
Didn't bother me, although when I saw it, I thought there are people who are going to be in the English-only immigration or that are not going to like the commercial. If you are singing to honor our country, like if you're performing the national anthem and it's being sung in a different language, I don't take any offense at that. You're honoring America.
I got it. But if you are performing the national anthem in a public venue, I think it should be sung in English.
English, the language that most people in our country speak, would be the preferred language.
Let me ask you this. Was Joe Namath's fur coat a controversy? You know, the PETA people.
For people who are crazy about not wearing fur, that's fine.
You know,
apparently Joe Namath likes to drink in his old age, and Joe Namath kind of botched the coin toss there.
Hey, here's the coin toss. I think it's just, and then he went on an interview and said, yeah, he's suffering brain damage from playing football. You know that, huh?
Yeah. No, too much tequila gives you brain damage.
Yeah,
like that.
He went on Piers Morgan and said that he's suffering brain damage from his days playing football. I think, big man, I think you're suffering from tequila-itis. That's probably what but congratulations to him and his age still dressing like a pimp, huh? You know, good for him. And last but not least, this is the sad news. This actually bothered me. I liked Philip Seymour Hoffman as an actor. He was found dead in his Manhattan apartment yesterday, 46 years old. Sources say that Hoffman had a needle jacked up in his arm. Heroin was found in the apartment. His body was discovered by a friend in the bathroom at around 11:30 in the morning. Apparently, he had been treated for heroin addiction a little while earlier. He had kicked the addiction in his early 20s. But anybody who's ever had that monkey on their back says that is a brutal one to kick. It always comes back to haunt you. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Hold tight. Let's listen to what Mr. Todd Starnes has to say.
Wisconsin Morning News now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.